Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Vav Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah and beginning Siman Tof Reish Chav Zayin, which deals with the very important subject of sleeping in the Sukkah. Dinei HaYoshin B'Sukkah. We begin with Sif Alef. We unusually begin here with a Ramah, not the Mechaber. And Mishnah Berurah will explain why. Ramah writes, Tzarech Leishev Ba'avir HaSukkah. One has to sleep within the airspace of the Sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Karten Alef, tells us, Hikdim Bezeh, why did the Ramah put in this before the Mechaber? K'dei Leida, to teach us, Hatam B'yoshin Tachas Hamita D'Loyotza, to explain what the Mechaber is going to tell us in a second, that if you sleep underneath the bed, you're not Yotzi. And the reasoning for that is, She'enu Yoshin B'tzel HaSukkah, because you're not sleeping underneath the shadow of the Schach, underneath the Schach, Ela B'tzel Ola, underneath an Ohel, underneath the bed. And that's why it's no good, and that's why the Ramah has to first tell us, Tzarech leishev ba'avir ha-sukkah, in order to be yotzi the mitzvah sukkah, eating, sleeping, or doing anything in the sukkah, you have to be underneath the schach, and not underneath something else that's in between you and the schach. So now we go to the Mechaber. Hayoshin tachas hamita ba'sukkah. If somebody sleeps underneath the bed inside the sukkah, so it depends on how tall the bed is. Im hi gavoa asara tvachim. If this bed is more than 10 tvachim, and we'll see that counts from the ground up, from the legs on the ground, all the way up to the bottom part of the bed where your body would be underneath 10 tvachim, so then lo yotza. You would not fulfill your obligation of being in a sukkah. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, why are we dealing in Sifkot and Beis? Why are we dealing here with Hayoshin? Why do we start off with that? Because the Ikar Yeshivas HaSukkah Hu Achila Shesia Vishena. Because he tells us that the essential things that a person has to do inside the Sukkah are eating, drinking, and sleeping. So therefore, gave us the example over here, and it's a quote from the Mishnah in Sukkah, that a person has to sleep in the Sukkah, and it has to be underneath the tzel of the Sukkah, underneath the Schach of the Sukkah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel tells us that it has to be Gavoa Asara Tvachim in order for this to be a problem. So the bed has to be higher than 10 Tvachim. How do we define that? Min Ha'aretz, that goes from the ground, Ad Tachtis Hamita, to the bottom part of the bed, not the top part of the bed, but the part that you'd be underneath it. So you have to have 10 Tvachim in between the ground and the bottom part of the bed. And if that is Gavoa Asara Tvachim, if that's more than 10 Tvachim, the Ayidei Sheyesh Tachas Hamita Avir Asara Tvachim, now you have 10 Tvachim of space between the ground and the bottom of the bed, then Choshiv Ka'ohel, it is considered like a separate entity, a separate Ohel, Umavsik Ben HaSukkah, and that's a separation, a blockage between you and the Schach of the Sukkah, and therefore you wouldn't be Yotzei. And he says, Vafilu Dofnos Hamita Kitzarim Od, and even if the sides of the bed are very, very narrow, Shein lemafilu rochav tefach, even if they're not a tefach wide, nevertheless, mikol makom shem ohel ala, it will have the status of being an ohel if there's 10 tefachim of airspace. Again, a tefach is somewhere in the area of 3.5 to 4 inches, and basically 10 tefachim is around the area of a meter, a little bit more than a yard. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion Os Alef, he brings down that this first din, that you're not allowed to be in a ohel underneath the blocking you from the schach, so Rashi and the Ran, and the name of the Razor, Rav Zrachya Halevi, that is their opinion, because you're not sleeping underneath the schach. However, the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Bach, who writes, Shekosa de Lohorif Varosh, the different reason is given. Mishum de Doma le Sukkah, Tachas Sukkah, Humina Torah. This is like you're underneath a Sukkah that is already there. And that would be a din d'oraisa, as opposed to the Baal HaMor, the Razor, Rav Zerachya Levi, he says it's only a din d'rabban. He brings down from the Prima Gadim, who disagrees, the Efshah, even according to the Riff and the Rush, it may only be a din d'rabban. And that leads us to Dershu footnote number one, who brings down a fascinating idea. He says, since, according to this, it's not a psul d'oraisa, according to anybody, because of a Kaf HaChaim, the Kaf HaChaim writes, Shekishe'en Efsharus Acheres Lishon B'sukkah, if you have no alternative sukkah to sleep in, Elo imkin yoshin tachas hamita, only option that you have, there's no room in the sukkah, the only place is to sleep underneath the bed of the sukkah, he says, mutov sheyoshin besukkah tachas hamita, that it's preferable in that situation when there's no room, it's a small sukkah, and you have one bed in the sukkah, and there's a father and a son. So the father sleeps on the bed, and the son should sleep underneath the bed. In this situation, even though he's technically not Yotzi on a Durabana level, Al Koponim Yotzi Yedechova Midaraisa. The Kaf HaChaim says, at least you Yotzi on a Daraisa level, even though the rabbi said, don't do this, but since you have no choice, at least fulfill the mitzvah on a Daraisa level. Very interesting Kaf HaChaim. Chofetz Chaim adds in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Gimel that he says, if you don't have the 10 tvachim of airspace underneath the bed. So afal gav de hamita b'chlala gavoyu tvachim, even though the top of the bed is more than 10 tvachim of the ground, nevertheless, since the airspace is less than 10 tvachim, kosher lotzeis shom yidei chavosu, then even l'chatchila, you could sleep underneath that bed. He brings down the name of Prima Gordon, Bikur Yaakov, and Nirish at Taimum, Mehod the Kaimalam, Simon Shinman Hay. This is based upon what we learned previously. Bayish Ein Tocho Asora. If you have a house that is not 10 Tvachim in the airspace inside, and only with the roof, the Keruyev Mashlimoli Asora, only with the roof on the top, you now have 10 Tvachim, Tochu Rak Karmelis. Then the inside is considered a Karmelis and not considered a Rishus Hayochid. Well, the Shaarat Zion Oz Dalet says that this din, that even if the walls of the bed are very narrow, this is brought down from the Graz, and Chipasti, and the Chofetz Chaim says, I looked, Umotsasi Shemokor Hadin, Humin HaRambam. This is based upon the Rambam, and this is the Lashon of the Rambam. V'chein HaMamid Arba Kundosim, or Peri Sudden Lamb. That even if you have no walls there, you just have four posts, and you have the canopy on the top, the same din would apply. That concludes Sif Aleph. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hayoshin tachas hakilo besukkah. If you're sleeping underneath a canopy type of a bed in the sukkah. So it depends. Im eino gavoa asor tvachim. Again, if this canopy doesn't have 10 tvachim of airspace underneath it, or alternatively, osha ein la gav rochav tefach, or if the top is, when this canopy is on a slant, if the top doesn't have a flat part that this leads a tefach wide, also yotze. That's not considered being underneath another ohel. That's still considered that you're underneath the tzrach that is kosher on the top. Now we go to Siv Dalet, Siv Katan Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, these canopies are haim sedinim. They're basically some sort of a cloth. Haprusim svivasimita that are around the bed. Al arbo kundosin that are on like four posts, a canopy bed. Vamita bemsa, and the bed is underneath the canopy. Sivkotin hay. So im eino gavo asor tvachim, if it's not going to be more than 10 tvachim of airspace, so eino choshev al bifneatzu. It's not considered separate all, as we just learned in Sif Aleph. And he says, Vasara Tvachim moded in Me'ara. Again, similar to what we said before, the 10 Tvachim have to be measured from the ground up until the bottom part of the canopy. Even though there aren't 10 Tvachim from the bed to the top of the canopy, but we don't look at it from the bed point of view to the canopy above the bed, but we look from the ground point of view to the canopy above it. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in Sif Katan Vav in the Shaarat Zion brings down that this din was brought from the Graz and the Bikur Yaakov, and he says the Pri Megadim and the Machzis Hashekel question this. Look at the rest of this Shaarat Zion for additional details. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav tells us if the roof on the top doesn't have a flat part that is one tefach, so he says Ayin the Mogid Avram, where this din is discussed, Dafilu, he says even Ba'ofan Zeh in this fashion. If within the top three tvachim, as the canopy is slanting downwards, somuch lagag to the very top, rochav tefach, within the first three tvachim as you go down, you there have a tefach of width, dahainu li'achar shiyordo min aklonus, after it goes down from the canopy posts, mikan mikan on both sides, v'nisrachvu tefach, and it's spread out at least a tefach within the first three tvachim, ein shom in tefach zeh ad aklonus shlosha tvachim. Nevertheless, also lishon tachta, that does fulfill having a tefach on the top. It doesn't have to be literally on the top. It has to be within three tefachim of the top that it is spread out at least a tefach. Again, 3.5 to 4 inches. Lefisha kol pachos mishlosha tefachim hu kilavud. Because within the first three tefachim, it's considered all as one. And therefore, ki'ilu yesh begag rochav tefach. And we halachically view this as if there is a tefach there. Furthermore, vayidei zeh shuv nikro b'shem ohel. So this is further called an ohel that you're now underneath. And therefore there is this canopy, this ohel, in between you and the kosher v'schach, and therefore it is no good. Furthermore, od kosu b'shem aguda, he brings down from the aguda, dafilu ein lo gag rochav tefach, even if it doesn't have a tefach wide on the top, in a mutter, you're still not allowed to sleep under it, rak kishah sedinim magim loritz, if they go all the way to the ground. Dim yesh avir hefsek beinom la'eretz, if there's space in between them and the ground, afilu rakishir tefach asur, then even if it's only a tefach, it would be asur. Now this is a very short shir today, so I'll just add in one or two other points, and then we'll end this very short shir today. So it's brought down the name of Rav Yosef Shalom Elyashiv Zatzal, the great posek hador from the previous generation. He was asked a shayla about bunk beds in a sukkah. Sometimes in a dorm where you have very, very limited space in a sukkah for the boys to sleep, so they could bring in a bunk bed. So can you sleep in a bunk bed? So he was asked this shaila, and he said that if somebody is sleeping on the lower part of the bunk bed, so again, if there is more than 10 tefachim from the ground up until the bottom part of the mattress of the top bunk bed, or the bottom of the top bunk bed, so if there's more than 10 tefachim, then you're not yotzei when you sleep in the bottom bunk bed. And finally, I mentioned before that it seems l'chatchila you could sleep in such a bed if there's less than 10 tefachim. So some suggest that that's not l'chatchila, because the Yerushalmi is actually brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan that you're not allowed to go sleep underneath the table or underneath the bed, even if it's less than 10 tefachim tall. So even though we don't follow that Yerushalmi, there is a suggestion that l'chatchila we certainly are choshesh for that Yerushalmi, and you shouldn't sleep in such a bed unless there is no alternative. And maybe that's why the Ramah started off this siman in this fashion, to tell us that l'chatchila you should sleep directly under the schach at all costs, if at all possible. This is a very short shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.